أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. With regard to this ayat, which is under discussion for quite a few days now, in which yeah, another great aspect of deen is taught, and that is that if we give thought to it, where did our Shariat come out from? We have our fiqh, Hanafis have their fiqh, Shafis have theirs, Malikis, Hanbalis. So from where did this all come out? This is all from this ayat and from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu was deputed as the governor of Yemen, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seeing him off. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, O Muaz, when you go to Yemen and you will rule there, then how will you rule? He said, by the book of Allah, that is according to the Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and if you don't find some matter which is directly in the Quran Sharif, then what will you do? He said, I will look at the Sunnah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, if you don't find it there also, some new thing has happened. Like for example, in our times, new business methods start. Those business methods which were of previous times, and today business methods are completely different. Same thing in medication. Medication which was of before, and the method of treatment. And today we have new ways of treatment. So he says, if you don't find those matters in the Quran nor in the hadith, then what will you do? He said, I will make qiyas, analogy. I will compare and I will see a similar situation. That way there was a similar situation, and the rule that was for that situation will be the rule for this situation also. So this is how our fiqh has come out. First of all rules, that is the work of the fuqaha. Our work as ordinary people is to make taqleed, to follow them. We don't free our lives for deen, and we don't study deen in its depth. So we have to follow those who follow deen, who study deen in its depth. And that is the fuqaha, that they have got, and that knowledge they have got, the piety and righteousness which they have got, Allah's great favors which are upon them, we don't enjoy those privileges. So our duty as the ordinary public, we must just follow. We make taqleed. We are followers. Whether we follow the Hanafi madhab, or the Shafi, or the Hanbali, or the Maliki madhab, but we just follow a madhab. And the fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and other great fuqaha, they took out all the masalas from the Quran Sharif. What they did not find there, they looked at the hadith, and they took it out from there. What they did not find there also, then they did what is called qiyas and analogy, comparison, and looking at it logically, that this is a new situation here. Do we find something similar to that in the Quran and in the hadith? If we do find, then we see what was the ruling there. That same ruling will apply here also. And if that also is not the case, then we see what is the ijma, the consensus of the ulama of the ummah. In this masala, what do all the ulama say? And then we follow what is called the consensus, the unanimity of all the ulama. That is how our fiqh is made up. So in this ayat, clearly Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu atiihu Allah. In all your matters, you must obey Allah. That is, look in the book of Allah, the kitab for the commandment of what you have to do. Wa atiihu Rasul, and follow the Rasul. Then look, if you don't find it directly in the Quran Sharif, like for example, 5 times namaz we have to make. We don't find that in the Quran Sharif that we must make 5 times a day namaz. We don't find it in the Quran Sharif that first we must stand, make qiyam, then ruku, then we make qawma, then we make, we go into sajda, then we go into jalsa, then we go into sajda, all that we find in the hadith. So then you look for it in the hadith. And if you don't find it there also, it's some new matter that has come, and Islam is that religion that will last till the day of Qiyamah. And it's natural that as time progresses, all practices change of people also. The way of life also change. And the way of business methods also change. The way of social life also keeps on changing. So all that we will see, this new things in the Quran and Hadith. That where is this similar thing, and the same rule will apply here also. So, and Allah told, وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. And to command Allah, that was a separate command, obey Allah. And then to obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that is added, Ulil Amri Minkum. Those people who have got the proper deep understanding of deen, that is the ulama-i kiram, the mashayikh, the great people, so follow them. And then the fourth thing, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you have some dispute about some matter, then فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then return the matter to Allah and His Rasul, look for the solution there. So this is how our fiqh has come about. And we can see how perfect the religion of Islam is, that Islam was not only from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, it spread in the whole Arab world, it spread in the whole world, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, China, everywhere, is Africa, the whole world Islam spread. And it's clear that the people of the different parts of the world, they had their different habits also, their different lifestyle, their different languages also. But Islam is that religion that fits into all this also. And everywhere, all can accept it. And Islam's principles are such that it is, it can accommodate everyone. And it can show the light of guidance and hidayah to all people of the world, geographically, wherever they are in the world. And according to time also, it's already more than 1400 years, Islam is still fully 100% alive. Because of these beautiful principles on which Islam is based, that the answers for new things have been, new things have been coming all the time, and the answers have been found in the Quran and Hadith all the time. So Islam is there, versatile, it will accept all the situations. From here also we learn that new conditions come, different places, different people, different types of habits they have got. Social life of the people are different. For example, the Chinese people, their life, social life is different. Indian people will be different. African people will be different. European people will be different. But the one principle allows to Islam to prevail in all these different conditions. And the true Islam, which is of the origin of Quran and Hadith, is alive till today 100%. So this is the great beauty of Islam. So we have to understand our fiqh and our deen, that how we are governed and how our masalas came about. Today we just take it for granted, I'm a Hanafi, I'm a Shafi, and I learn my masalas and I practice accordingly. But there was a great process that was taking place and carries on still, all the different situations which come. And Islam will have an answer for the camel age also, and for the rocket age also. Islam will have answers for people traveling on earth, on land, and for people who are moving in submarines in the bottom of the sea also, and for those who are flying in the air also. For example, we have to make namaz in the aeroplane. Islam has got the answer for that also. So no matter what circumstances, what conditions can come, on these beautiful principles, Islam will be alive all the time and will have the correct answers from Quran and Hadith, the perfect answers until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah let us learn our deen, practice our deen, and enjoy the wonderful sweet fruit, enjoyable fruit of our deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah. Thank you.